Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, we got some much needed moisture across Oklahoma this week, but you say some producers may not actually be such a good thing. How so?
Well, the producers that have fields, and there's quite a few of them that the seeds haven't germinated yet, this moisture may cause them to germinate. It's late in the season for germination. The odds are, from what I understand from plant soil science specialist, that is the odds of making a yield from that is pretty small. It could create some problems with crop insurance. Now, I'm not for sure about that, but it's something to look into. However, the fields that are looking like this, that are up, that's got some stand in it, this is a godsend for them. This is good, timely moisture. It can set them up for coming out of dormancy, and it could create the atmosphere for some average or better yields.
We've been talking a lot the last few weeks about prices breaking that support level. They did. Now the big question, what's next?
Well, I started to say I was glad they did. I'm not glad they're going lower, but we've been talking about them breaking that and expected them to. They broke the $8 level. The next support level down there was $7.75. We're toying with that right now. If we break through that, we're going down to $7.62. The support levels are down around 20 to 25 cents each move, and it's kind of ragged stair step as it's going down. With the some recent information and this moisture, then the odds are that it's going to continue to go on down, but slowly and a little about 25 cent move at a time.
Okay, let's talk about USDA production estimates. Understand a few surprises there.
Yeah, the USDA had their Ag Forum, which they have in February. Now, these are not official estimates. It's just kind of their best guess at this point in time. It's not based on any surveys. They've got wheat planted acres at 56 million acres for all U.S. wheat, compared to about 55.7 last year, so just a few more acres there. But their production was estimated to be 2.1 billion bushels compared to 2.3 billion last year, so slightly more acres, but with the drought and the problems with the winter wheat crop, less production there. If you look at ending stocks projected for the 2013-14 crop year, in other words, as of May 31 of 2014, 733 million bushels, about the same as it is now, so not much change, but they're also predicting slightly lower prices.
Okay, what about corn and soybeans?
Corn's a big surprise. You know, we've been talking about 99 million plus acres planted. Well, they came in at 96.5 million acres, less than last year's 97.2, but they came in with record high yields and production at 14.5 billion and compared to 10.8 last year, and ending stocks at 2 billion.
Okay, and soybeans?
About the same acres as last year, 3.4 billion bushels compared to 3 last year.
Okay, and one last quick question, prices for 2013 harvested wheat?
I think wheat prices will probably be lower than last year and probably slightly lower than they're offering right now.
Okay, Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.